Thor and Amy had this experience where they'd started this company called Valley Swag, and they'd done it as a joke. Thor used to call it e-commerce as performance art, in which they had launched this site called Valley Swag, and the whole idea was, okay, lots of people want to be participating in this sort of startup phenomenon thing that's happening now in Silicon Valley, but hardly anybody's located here. But really all anybody wants is the swag, the t-shirts and stuff. So we're going to start a swag of the month subscription club. And you basically pay us $25 and we will mail you, just like, their whole theory was like, we'll just go to the parties, because there were all these parties for the few startups that existed. We'll just grab a bunch of their t-shirts and stickers and then we'll charge people to mail it to them. It'll be hilarious. And then it got picked up by TechCrunch, which was like 6 months old at that point. And they went from like, the first week they had like 20 subscriptions, and then the second week they had 2,000. Which was an interesting indicator of a change that was happening globally, right? I mean, so anybody who has even like half a business mind at this point will start to recognize that there's some real problems with this model. For example, it's very hard to go in to a startup office where they're giving away free t-shirts. It's okay if you ask for 20, it's very hard to ask for 2,000. It doesn't really take. So the business kind of like foundered, and one of the things that they discovered is that like, although they got a lot of what they discovered at the time is they had a blog on their site, and what they discovered is that the questions that people were asking in the comments on their blog looked exactly like and often were the exact same questions that people were asking them directly via email, right? So they were getting the same questions, except there was a very different phenomena between like them having to cut and paste the same answer into a bunch of different email messages in Gmail versus them being able to answer that question just once in the context of comments, or sometimes having one of their customers answer the question for them, right? So this was kind of a light bulb moment for all of us. And conveniently for me, they were working out of the Adaptive Path office at the time. They were renting space from us. And I was interested in doing a startup at the time. And so we all just kind of looked at that and were like, okay, that's really interesting. Where else is this sort of thing happening online? And that takes you very quickly into the world of forums, right? Which have been like a sort of a charming cultural backwater online since online was a thing, right? I mean, going all the way back to like the well, back before we had the web, online community. You can go MUDs, you can go MOOs, you can go way far back, but like this kind of thing's been going on, you know, pretty much since the first time they connected one giant mainframe machine to another mainframe machine.